this.
I just felt like running.
Hi, my name is Jamie Roberts.
I'm Robert Lendrum.
And this is the Running Scared Podcast,
where we review the films that had you running away, but coming back for more.
And making the jog cast. Rob, this is a big day. This is a good day. This is an important day. Our audiobooks are in stores. How you feeling?
I think it's kind of crazy, but like, I guess that's cool. Like, it's got an ISBN number. It's like, holy cow, we're published authors now. Well, self-published authors, we should say. But yeah, we're out there, man. We're on the scene.
I can't believe it. When we started this journey a year ago, or almost a year ago, we had all these big ideas, all these grandiose plans to kind of get things done. And you know what I mean? We just did our State of the Union, but we've been able to get a bunch of these things completed. And now we have Blood at Night, our vampire story, and we have Helen Hamilton, our zombie story, in audiobook stores, in retailers all across North America. We have them in Apple Books. We've got them in Barnes & Noble. We've got them in Google Play. Any audiobook retailer, you can find our work. And you know what? If you go to any of them and you're having trouble or you forget the name of our stories, all you need to do is type in Jogcast, J-O-G-C-A-S-T, and our work will come up.
Yeah, man, that's like our term. That's like our thing. We make Jogcast. It's our Big Mac.
Exactly. And you know what else is jogging tonight? Ari Fleeman from 6 a.m. Run. This is a fantastic fitness company that is really involved in the running community all across North America, especially down in the States. And we've got a special interview with these guys ahead of our Blood at Night episode. We're going to talk to Ari. We're going to learn a little bit about, you know, sort of what they do with their company, you know, some of the different promotions that they've had. And we get into a little bit of, you know, a quick chat about horror. He's a really interesting guy. And I enjoyed our conversation about the work they're doing at 6 a.m. Run to promote running, to promote community. Because, you know, at Running Scared, we love horror. But, you know, we've made no bones about it. Rob and I are both big time runners. And we've always tried to fuse the idea of running and horror together. So, you know, Ari is just, he's going to help us do that tonight.
By big time, Jamie means he likes to run a lot, and I'm like struggling to keep it up, but I do try. And yeah, Ari and us, we talked about like the philosophy of running, just things behind, like beyond just the promo of it, just what is running about? Why do people like it? What do we get out of it? And Jamie brought up a good point about community, because we have now started a Facebook group for the Running Scared Jogcasts. And if you want to be part of our community, we're going to try to, you know, talk about jogging, talk about our Jogcast. Let us know what you think of them. And we're going to highlight, like, you know, it's going to be a special space where horror fans and running fans kind of come together.
Yeah, it's great. We got a lot of things happening. I'm really excited. Everybody hopefully has had a chance to listen to Malignant. And then we also have our Patreon offer as well, right? So we still have all our Jogcast on Patreon, but also some of our other specialty episodes that we've actually taken off our main feed and put on to the Patreon.
Yeah, and with the audiobooks being, I don't know, what are they, Jamie? Like $5 a piece, basically, depending on what currency you're spending in. We're Canadian, but Americans. You know, that's great help to us, and we totally appreciate it. But if you want to give us a little more longer-term support, we'd really appreciate your support at patreon.com/runningscared. We have tiers there, and the lowest tier, which is like $2 a month, you get Helen Hamilton. And I think if you go up to the $5 tier, you'll get both Jogcast. Plus, we have other content, merch, and some other exclusive stuff that, you know, shout-outs, things like that. And we're coming up with more stuff all the time. So, you know, if you can help us out, if you want to support us, that's another great place to do it.
Rob, that's great. And before we get into the interview with Ari Fleeman from 6 a.m. Run, I want to tell you about the promotion they've provided to us. It's 15% off all their products of vitamins and supplements and collagens and greens with the promo code SCARED.
That's right. You can find them at 6amrun.com.
And after the interview, we're actually going to put on the first episode of Blood at Night, episode one. So it's going to be just a great episode. You go listen to the interview, you learn something about running, you get the promo code SCARED for 15% off of all of 6 a.m. Run's products, and then you got the Jogcast to go running. We are here with Ari Fleeman, who is the VP of Business Development for the fitness and running company 6AM Run. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Thank you so much for having me. I've been enjoying it. I actually, maybe a couple of days ago, just finished up your Cabin in the Woods episode. So really happy. That's a favorite of mine. So, you know, I was definitely excited to come on.
Ari, we got to know, can you just tell us a little bit about your story and then the story of the company 6AM Run?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny because I started actually as a customer. So I've only been with the company for about a year and a half, 2 years. But my journey to find the company is very similar to how Hami, our owner, started the company. So, you know, as far as his story goes, he was a Division I athlete for soccer and basketball down here, up in Delaware, you know, was good, never, you know, aspirations to go pro or anything like that. But, you know, that was his kind of thing. And he was getting up in age. He had two kids and he was, you know, playing just some pickup games and was really kind of struggling, for a better lack of words, you know, just realized, you know, hey, man, I need to work on my cardio. I'm not, you know, where I was back in college. So he picked up running and he started to love it. He started to really get into it. And his wife kind of, I hate to say gave him an ultimatum, but kind of gave him that ultimatum of, you know, hey, if you're going to run, I totally support you, but you got to do it at a time where your kids are asleep or, you know, you can take that, you know, breakaway, which is totally fair.
Yeah, we hear that.
Right. Exactly. So he, you know, said, he's like, all right, that's great. And he said, all right, well, I'm going to, you know, wake up in the morning and do it. And that's, you know, I think what we talked about before, that's where the name came from. He kind of became known as the 6 a.m. run guy, you know, around town. And people would even joke when he wasn't running at 6 a.m., you know, throwing that kind of dad joke of like, oh, hey, it's, you know, it's 5:30, it's not 6, you know, that kind of thing, just kind of pulling his leg. But so he decided to start running at that and realized, you know, 6 a.m., no matter where you are, no matter how old you are, that's an early time. So he needed something to help him kind of get up and you know, go. So he went to a vitamin store, supplement store, asked the guy, you know, what do you have for running? And it was a typical retail, you know, the kid didn't really know anything. So he handed him a bottle of one of like the real cheap brands, and it just, you know, didn't work. Anyone who's tried it, it's very high caffeine. It's, you know, it's bloats, kind of, you know, water weight, all that stuff. So he just kind of went in with the mentality of, I'm just going to make something myself, which is crazy to me to have that kind of thought. But thankfully he did it and realized, you know, hey, if I need this, other people need it. So he met with some people, you know, found the right people to build the brand and build the product with him. You know, went to New York Marathon I think it was New York Marathon with like 200 bottles and sold those out and just kind of grew from there. You know, and here we are now 3 years, 4 years later, selling worldwide, got a Facebook group of about 20,000 people, customers and not customers who follow us and just, you know, join us as a community. You know, I think we've got over 100,000, like, you know, unique customers. And we've grown from one product, which was this blend of caffeine and BCAAs to help you, you know, get up and run, but also keep running for those long distances, to, you know, three different workout products, a pre-workout, this mix of pre and post, and then a just natural post one. We've got all kinds of daily supplements like your collagens, your super greens, your whey protein. We've got a vitamin infused coffee. So we're really just, you know, kind of building this empire, I guess, to say.
I love those stories of the guys who start off like selling off the side of the road, like the 200 bottles you mentioned. That's awesome. And so what, I mean, considering that's where he started, how did he get, like, how did it pick up steam and how did he grow that community? Because I think running is one of those sports that has such a tight community in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yeah. So thankfully he found a bunch of investors that, you know, jumped in with him. One of them was some kind of doctor's office. I apologize. It's losing my mind right now, but like a doctor's office went in on it with them. There's a board of directors that kind of bought in. We got to the second to last round, or like the last round before they pick the final contestants on Shark Tank. So like, you know, so people obviously knew there was something in there. And I think it's been his upfront and his honesty. He's one of those CEOs that he's always upfront. He's always honest. We do a, you know, 100% money back guarantee on all of our products, no matter what, even if you don't like the flavor, you know, whatever it is, you know, we want to be transparent. And I think it's just been that, you know, it's just been, you know, customer reviews and, you know, we always say our biggest and best of marketing has been users.
Yeah. I mean, I've been waiting to ask the Floyd Mayweather question because I got to know, how was he to work with and how did that come about?
It's not as great as the story as you would expect, but so Hami's wife had some connections and had some connections in Vegas. And I guess it was just it was one of those times where Floyd was helping out smaller businesses and was, I don't know if he was like reaching out to them specifically or if he was giving them a deal on his pricing or you know, whatever it was, but they got wind of it. And she pulled some strings and was like, hey, you know, we want in on this. And for better lack of words, we got to jump the line or kind of, you know, get up ahead of it. And, you know, got him to shoot promos for us. We sent him some product, you know, obviously to try out first. That's our biggest thing is like anyone who's going to speak for us about our product or promote it, we definitely want them to try it first.
Where do you think the business of running is going in the next sort of 5 to 10 years? And I preface this by saying, just as I'm hearing more about, you know, collagen and different kind of formulas to help you, as you said, in pre and post, I know for what we're doing over at Running Scared, you know, we're looking for different ways to provide entertainment for running, people that are out street running. We've even seen things, some as like Rob will laugh here, but you know, the Ghost Pacer, which is like a hologram that
right, I love that shit.
Well, you know,
like,
what
I'm into new technology a lot, so like that's part of my job. So I saw that and I was like, this is like, for me, that's pretty cool, this idea of a, you know, a AR avatar that you get to like run with,
chase,
or they chase you depending on. It's all about. I think it's essentially someone to compete against, really, right?
Right.
I
love the idea and there.
Yeah, and we like and we love that. We're trying to be forward here at Running Scared. I think, but you know, outside of shoes and supplements, where do you think the business is going? If we were to kind of look into the future a little bit,
that's a great question, and I wish I had a clear answer for you. Obviously, I'd probably be making billions if I did, or hopefully will be making billions. Right. But, you know, I see running really starting, going back to kind of like that community. I mean, I think, you know, everybody with COVID and the lockdowns and the restrictions, everybody had to go really like, not back, but, you know, I mean, everyone had to step away. You know, everyone was running on their own.
Simplify.
Virtual racing.
Simplify.
Right. You know, and they had to just, you had to find ways to get, you know, out there and running. And I think, you know, now that hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, the restrictions are starting to lift and things like that. I mean, I think people are going to start looking at, you know, okay, how do I get out there? How do I get to more races? Or how do I get to more things like, you know, within my community, especially with like, you know, Facebook and Instagram and you know, where there's so many, I guess, people at your fingertips.
But speaking of like running and sort of the running world and the community, is there like a particularly exciting or interesting person? Who's the most interesting person in the running world right now?
That's a great question. You know, actually, there was a gentleman, we actually just had him on our podcast, last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. His name's Jeff, Jeffrey. And I'm going to butcher his last name. I want to say it's Binner. And Jeff, if you're listening, I apologize. You can beat me up or bash me on internet. But he's this fantastic guy. And he has a great story about, his mom passed away from heart issues and he was kind of following in her footsteps. And he was at the hospital, you know, kind of sitting there, waiting there for his mom and his family. And he was in the waiting room and he picked up what he thought was like a random magazine, and it wound up being like a trail runner or like an ultra magazine. And this idea just kind of dawned on him. He's like, I'm going to run a ultra marathon. I'm going to run in a, you know, 100K or something like that. And he got up and did it. And he actually wound up creating a documentary on it and on his whole, you know, approach and, you know, training and everything. And it's on Amazon right now. And he's just taken that and kind of flourished and is now like a motivational speaker. And he's a big, you know, Instagram, TikTok influencer. He's got these really funny videos of him dancing and running and, you know, everything like that. And I think, like, you know, personally speaking, I think he just kind of nails it. You know, doesn't take himself too seriously, has a lot of fun with it, but also really challenges himself to go from, you know, not running, barely running, to, you know, running one of like the hardest races out there.
So if, okay, these are extreme running situations. If we're going to sort of point to another extreme running situation, Ari, I'm going to ask you a question right now. If you are running for your life, what shoes are you in?
Oh, man. I think I'm going with, I'm going Asics. So that's been
my brand. My God. I was just about to say that. I was just about to say that the Asics 3750. No, but seriously, is it?
not the 3750 or whatever, but yeah, I like the Asics. They have a triathlon shoe. So I think it's like the Noosa Tri. And that's been my shoe. I don't want to bash or anything, but I switched just recently because there was another company out of Texas called Atreyu Running Company, and I'm a sucker for marketing. So they got really good marketing. They've got a great story of just, you know, they're small. It was a guy who was just like, kind of like Hami. He was like, I don't like running shoes, how they're made today. I'm going to make my own shoe. And just made his own shoe and started selling them. And his whole thing is like stripping away all of the nonsense. It's just like, you know, simple shoes, direct to your door. So they're not doing retail at a really, really reasonable price. And I've just been following them and finally pulled the trigger to get their shoe. So like, that's what I've been kind of going at as trial, but Asics is kind of my go-to.
Cool. I've been a New Balance guy my entire life. When I was a kid, Rob and I used to work at a store called Sporting Life. And under the tutelage of Drasco, I learned how to sell shoes. And runners from all over Toronto would come to Sporting Life because we had a huge selection. And I really kind of learned from that guy the biomechanics of the foot and just the gait and running. And yeah, I've been in like 870 for a long time. I love those shoes. I got a little bit of a wider foot, so they fit me nice. But
yeah. Let me tell you, Jamie as a salesman could sell a lady in white gloves ketchup popsicle. Like this guy was, this guy would do so many funny things. Like I'd be working side by side with him. I'm selling something to somebody else, some old lady. I'm, you know, helping her out, putting the shoe on.
He's some old lady.
Well, I'm like, you know, I'm doing the soft sell. He's beside me talking to someone else, and he's making up stories about who the shoe is sponsored by, and he's dropping names that they don't know. But all he's doing is dropping people's names that we know personally from school, and he's just like pretending that they're like star athletes. And he'd be like looking at me winking the entire time while making the sale, and I'd be like, what a dick. And then somehow he'd still pull off the sale and then like add two pairs of socks and he like high five people on his way to the cash.
Rob, I'm not sure we need to proliferate those stories. You know, that's in my past, my friend. We're looking forward. But no, any runner that it's into running, the shoe is so important. And that's the one thing in my life, and I think any runner would say this, where I don't mind dropping a dime if it's if I know I'm going to get something good, I'll spend the money. So yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Sorry, go on.
Well, I got to ask. So since you said New Balance, and I think it's New Balance, and if it's not totally, you know, I'm going to ruin the interview, but wasn't it New Balance that had like the horror inspired shoes?
I saw Vans did a thing. I've been looking at those too to buy for us.
Oh my God. I did not know the horror that New Balance did a horror inspired shoe. Was it, or was it Vans?
I sent you actually today via Instagram the Vans one. So if New Balance did it too, that's actually even better. Because if we ever do like a live show, Jamie, we got to be like geared up.
So what product am I going to use from 6 a.m. run that's going to give me the best chance to live? Is it going to speed me up? Is it going to help me sort of recuperate energy? What product am I going
to
use?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to say marathon, just because, you know, unless you want to go down this hole of like what's chasing you, what, you know, and we can. I mean,
Watching Cabin in the Woods, eh?
I did, yeah. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I feel like I got a decent horror knowledge. Like, you know, do you need a sprint to get away from a zombie, or do you need, you know, marathon to keep running because the ghost from It. Is it what It Follows is chasing you? Yeah. I'm just going to name drop to make it sound like I know what I'm talking about. but yeah, I would say marathon because it's going to give you that both, you know. So I'm expecting in a horror movie, you're going to be running quite a bit for a long period of time. So you definitely want that energy.
Absolutely, man.
So a little R&D for or a little research for us. What do you listen to when you run, Ari?
Yeah. So I'm audiobooks.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because there's a couple of people that I know just in my own personal running community that like audiobooks. And I think that's where Rob and I are trying to carve out that's little piece of light in between kind of audiobooks and a podcast and call it a jogcast.
Audio drama.
Audio drama, and see if we can't figure something out just in that little kind of weird space. Everything.
I mean, it's definitely an open space. You know, I mean, there's a few competitors, I think, in there, but I don't think anyone's cornered the market or really, you know, set it on fire or anything. So I think you guys are definitely in the right direction.
Cool. So I'm going to finish this off. This has been a great chat. It's been awesome to get to know you and the company. Tell us, what are the plans for 6 a.m. Run in the next 6 to 12 months? What's the future looking like?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we're continually growing, continually looking at growing in both products and just, you know, where we're available. So we've been online for the last 3 years, 3.5, whatever it is, as far as where people can buy us. But we're really trying to branch out now and get a little bit more, again, of that community feel and getting more into the brick and mortar stores. So trying to get into like your running stores or your vitamin stores. Or, you know, anything like that. So that's one of our bigger pushes, at least, you know, especially from the business development side is more, you know, communal places. You can go pick it up on your way to a race or, you know, just at your local running store. And then again, always trying to expand where we can. You know, I'm sure you'll put it in the posting on this, but you know, we definitely want to give you guys a treat or, you know, whatever you want to call it, and give your subscriber something. So there is a promo code out there for you guys, just scared, just, you know, use the discount code scared at checkout for 15% off all of our products.
Beauty.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's 15% off all the products and the promo code is scared.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. That's amazing. Thank you so much. And maybe we can do this again sometime.
Yeah, please. Yeah, next time we'll do like a movie or something.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Again, I got to show off my chops to you guys.
Fantastic.
All right. Thanks, Ari.
Hey, thank you, guys.
You're late.
Dude, how'd you get the kids down? Took a little longer. I'm here now. Relax.
How are things?
Not bad. Busy day at work. But I'm ready for this run. We're going with that group tonight, right? How are you?
I'm all good. But this damn running watch band keeps coming loose. It's the third time I've replaced it already. Other than that, I'm excited for this run, and I'm excited for it tonight.
So you got this on a flyer or something? What's it say again?
Let me grab it. Looking for a great jogging workout? Come run with the Night Flyers. We offer organized trail runs up and down the Victoria L. Ann Dwyer path system. And we provide everything, including the water. Meet at the top of Trail A. Sign the Night Flyers.
Where'd you find this again?
They're all over town. I saw some people drop them in mailboxes right after dusk, but I got this one down by my office downtown.
Night Flyers, eh? Cool name. I hope this is good. I love a night run.
Yeah, me too. All right, then. Let's get started. We're about 1K up to the meet point, so a nice distance to warm up. Let's go.
Let's go.
Gotta say, Rob, your running is getting stronger. Nice gait, solid posture. I've trained you well.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, Jamie, I don't know this trail system well. What's it like?
Well, I know the property was just recently open to public use. It was private property for a long time, so no one got a chance to explore the woods in this area. So when I found the flyer for the run club, and I knew it was in this area, I was all over it. It was a perfect way to expand our running horizons, Robbie. Not sure. Older family, I think. Can't be certain. Keep it going, Rob. Almost there.
I'm coming. I'm coming. God, guy thinks he's Meb Cafelby.
Okay, right up ahead. The bench. Oh man, looks like they're already there. And they've begun introductions. Oh, we're late.
It's cool, let's just slide in the back. Be invisible.
Shh. Let me hear what the guy is saying.
Excuse me, sir. Is something funny?
Oh no, I'm sorry. Continue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We are the Night Flyers Running Group, and we are absolutely ecstatic to have you here tonight. The run is about to begin, and I'm sure you'll all enjoy the chase. Did I say chase? I meant race.
Chase. These guys are great. It's like a goth running club.
Without further delay, let us begin. We shall start by separating into two groups. All those with birthday from Jan to June shall go with Klaus, and everyone else will join me, Antoine. We'll take different paths and meet back at the start. And remember, the path is narrowed points, so be careful. And good luck, runners.
Yeah. Oh, great. Narrow paths. I better tie my shoes for this one, James. Well, James, looks like I'm with Klaus and you're with Antoine, so I guess I'll see you at the top.
Before we begin, as part of our ritual, we always start our runs with a simple poem. When dusk is awash with receding sun's rays, we'll lace up our shoes and get lost in the maze. For we move in the darkness, propelled by internal fire. These trails are our home, we're the one and only Night Flyers.
Night Flyers, let's go, go, go.
See you later.
No doubt.
going. Keep it going, group two.
Oh. Hey, it's pretty dark on this trail.
I know. Is this your first time with this group?
Yeah, is it any good?
Oh yeah, just a little inconsistent.
Why? What do you mean?
Sometimes they stop the runs for a couple of weeks and then start back up again. There's been a few members who attended regularly, but I haven't seen them in a long time.
Mary, you've spoken about talking during runs. It interferes with your breathing technique, and you said you wanted to improve.
Sorry, Klaus.
Jesus, this trail isn't easy. It's super steep in parts, the path is overgrown with brush, and the moon is pretty much obscured. I hope Rob is doing better than I am. Come on, you're part of the Night Flyers now. Keep going. Okay, what? What was that? Was that an owl? Bat? Damn near took my head off. What a run. This is great, but I'm super tired already. Just gotta get back. Oh, shit. My running watch. It's gone. Damn strap. Bloody thing has always fallen off and given me problems. That was a gift from Aaron. I need to go back and find it. I gotta make this quick. Where the hell's the path? I think I'm lost.
Look, I can see where we began. We're almost done.
Yeah, we did well.
Keep it going. We are close. Look at us. We finished first. Would anybody like to go for one more lap?
Rob, you up for it?
Nah, I better wait for my running buddy.
Suit yourself. I'll go, Klaus.
Excellent.
Where's this damn watch? If only the moon were a little brighter, I could see. But the tree cover is so damn thick. What was that? Damn animals in the woods. And where's that path? It was here a second ago. What's that? Is that blood? Hello? Who's there? It's right there. Nice. I got it. Oh, but that blood. It was a lot of it. Was it an animal? Or something else? But I ain't sticking around to find out. I gotta get back to this group. Let's go, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, where you been? Your group got back here like 10 minutes ago.
Jamie, glad you could make it back. I hope you didn't run into any trouble.
This guy's so creepy.
We will see you Thursday. Good night, everyone. And oh, Jamie.
Yes?
Did you find your watch?
What? How did you... Rob!
Yeah.
How was it?
Great. These guys took us on a sweet trail and we paced the run out nicely. Taught us some nice breathing techniques too. 8 breaths in, 8 breaths out. You?
Some strange things happened during the run. About 3/4 of the way through the run, I looked down and I noticed my watch was gone. That damn strap kept on coming off. I told you about that earlier. When I went back to look for it, I got all turned around. Wandered off the path. I heard some strange sounds. I found my watch, but I also found blood, and a lot of it. It totally freaked me out. Anyways, when I came back down, Antoine asked me about it. He asked me about the watch, and I hadn't seen him up on the trail at all. It was only me up there, or so I thought. Totally freaked me out.
What? Shut up, man. Is this part of the run? Like, was this part of the show of this, like, goth run, or was this, like, for real? I can't wait for Thursday. I want to do it again.
You want to come back?
Oh, yeah. This is awesome. Are you still up for that drink tonight, dude?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, man. See you there.
This Running Scared Jogcast was written and produced by Robert Lendrum and Jamie Roberts. Edited by Jason Kerr at Big Cat Media. To hear more Jogcasts and listen to our horror and thriller movie reviews, find us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Contact us at therunningscaredpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @RunningScaredPD and on Instagram @RunningScaredPod.